the coverage of these games have been just absolutely outstanding. Doc Emmerich on the games, just done a tremendous job as well. And, you know, the guy who has been doing color on the games for NBC all season long is Eddie Olchuk. He'll be doing a game for NBC, of course, coming up tonight and then again on Monday night and Wednesday night if necessary. Ed Olchuk, Ed Zode, call him all the time. Was once traded, by the way, for Paul Fenton, our own Paul Fenton here in Nashville. He joins us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. Eddie, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tom, and yeah, I remember getting traded for Fenner. We also played on a few U.S. teams together, representing our country at a couple different international events. So, I guess before we get on to other things, I mean, he is one guy that's done one whale of a job with David Poile and drafting a lot of these great young defensemen and these outstanding goaltenders. And I think it'll be just a period of time before Paul Fenton becomes a general manager in the National Hockey League. He certainly earned his way and a terrific guy and has done a wonderful job for the Preds.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Preds with the realignment. I have been one saying that, look, you just get it over with because, you know, with Winnipeg now back in the mix,
right,
it's just stupid to have them play even one season in the Southeast Division. I just would give, you know, I would just give Winnipeg, Vancouver, Scheveler, Vancouver, Dallas, Dallas, and Nashville.
You know what's interesting on that, Tom? I mean, you know, just being around the Stanley Cup Final and just talking to a lot of people in the league and just, you know, different opinions from everybody around, and it's just interesting to kind of absorb everything that's going on. I mean, I think that everybody kind of really feels that, yeah, that should be, you know, what would happen and what should take place, you know, right now. I mean, why wait the whole, you know, why wait a whole year plus to make some sort of realignment? You know, you still also, too, have, you know, what's going on with, you know, you got Detroit in the Eastern time zone, you got Columbus in the Eastern time zone. So, I mean, a lot of moving parts on what's going on. But, you know, the league has got a lot of things going on, the schedule and you know, a couple different schedules over the course of the last couple months. This isn't just something for people that might not know. I mean, they start working on the schedule long before it's being put out. I mean, you have two, three, four, five different, proofs and those types of things before you get down to the nitty gritty. But something's going to happen here, and we'll see. We'll see which team ends up being realigned and getting over to the Eastern Conference.
All right, let's take a look at what is going on down there tonight. I mean, obviously, this thing was ramped up in terms of intensity. And full disclosure for our listeners, for you, I'm a lifelong Boston Bruins fan. Grew up in Rochester, New York, going to Amherst games all the way back when the Amherst and Boston were hooked up. You remember that? This was before, long before Buffalo and all that stuff in Rochester, You know, I just grew up with those guys. I was 10 years old when Bobby Orr was flying through the air. And, you know, so that's it. Boom, I became a Bruins fan. So having said that, you can win 12-1 in two games in Boston, and you can lose in overtime and with 18 seconds left in Vancouver. It's still 2-2. It's still 2-2.
Exactly.
Nobody has done anything other than hold serve right now. So tonight, with Luongo in there, can Boston take this kind of momentum that they've built in the last two and drag it all the way across the country and a half into Vancouver?
I think they can, Tom, especially early in this game. I think that if you allow any goaltender, I don't care if it's Pecorine, Roberto Luongo, Corey Crawford in Chicago, I mean, if you can, you know, if they're allowed to get in their comfort zone for a period or, you know, period plus, you know, they're gonna gain a lot of confidence. So I think, to answer your question, I think the Boston Bruins can certainly take that momentum, what they had out in Boston, and carry it over if they can get to a good start and put some pucks by Roberto Luongo. Like, I really feel that. I mean, he's on a short leash. We talked about it on our Versus and NBC broadcast the other night, Tom, is that I really feel that Roberto Luongo is going to be on a short leash, and I guess it's the type of goal or goals he gives up. But I think that you got to have the quick hook in this situation. And Elaine Vigneault, the terrific head coach of Vancouver Canucks, has not been afraid to make a change like that. So long-winded, I think you can if you're Boston. But the longer it stays at goose eggs or you fall behind if you're Boston, then I think Ben Roberto Luongo is able to gain a lot of confidence.
Do you think that in that long plane trip across the Vigneault, I wonder how often he maybe thought about, do I go with Schneider, or do you think it ever crossed? I mean, I know he did it with Chicago.
I think for sure, but I think that, you know, you're in a spot here where it is 2-2. To your point, you know, what has been proven to this point? Well, both teams have been pretty good at home, and they found ways to win games. So now it's a best of three. Elaine Vigneault mentioned a couple other days ago, and you've heard coaches in all sports mention it, Tom, where, look, you know, if you would have told me I could have signed on the dotted line back in September during training camp, a best of three to win the Stanley Cup final against the Boston Bruins, you know, where do I sign? I would sign in blood in that. I mean, that's, you know, you got a great opportunity. So I think they're a very confident team. I think that, you know, people down in Nashville were able to see that and know the type of team the Vancouver Canucks have. And, yeah, there's going to be some adversity, and you're going to be in hostile environments when you're, you know, when you're playing in the Stanley Cup final. And I think for the Vancouver Canucks, it's Roberto Luongo. But, again, I believe that it's that bungee cord got awfully short on that long flight home, almost 6 hours from Boston to Vancouver.
Eddie Olczyk joining us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. He'll be on the call for NBC tonight. The rest of the game's on NBC. They'll go Friday, Monday, and then come back with the game on Wednesday for the Game 7, if in fact it goes there. I personally believe that it will go to a Game 7. I guess it'll depend on whether or not Boston get over on them tonight. All right. When you look at your own playing career, obviously 16 years in the league, you're an American guy, you played for the U.S. Olympic team. When you look at Tim Thomas, I mean, this guy here is just – somebody's got to be writing this book. 8 years in the minors, whatever. The guy's balding. He looks like he belongs on the corner, you know, at some bar, at some pub, hanging out, you know, just knocking one back. And he's out there checking guys and chopping them down and stoning them left and right. I mean, what a story, huh?
Yeah, he wins the Stanley Cup final. There's no doubt in my mind he will be the Conn Smythe Trophy for the MVP of the playoffs, Tom. And, you know, next stop might be Hangover 3. I mean, that's Tim Thomas. I mean, he is a throwback, and couldn't be happier for a guy that, like you said, it's well documented. He's journeyed up and down, in and out of the minor leagues, everything that goes with that. And 2 years ago, I guess almost three full season ago, I should say, unbelievable season. Unbelievable. Wins the Vezina, best goalie in the league. Then last year, was banged up, wasn't playing very well, didn't play as the number one goaltender in the playoffs last year for the Boston Bruins. Was up for grabs. 29 other teams could have had him. Nobody did. He had some surgery. He's come back and is a Vezina finalist again. And he has been, it's been a great story. You're exactly right. And he's worked extremely hard, and, you know, has never doubted his ability. I mean, he's a little out there when it's play. I mean, he is a throwback. I mean, he is a guy that could certainly have played in the 70s or 80s, because back then it was just more athletic and acrobatic than anything else and relying on positioning. But it is a great story. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job. So in the Vezina, now this Vezina thing's decided already. Somebody knows who's won it. It's all done with the regular season.
Right.
So you got the American and Timmy Thomas, you got the Canadian and Luongo, and then you got our Finn in there,
you know,
down here. Does Pecs have a shot at it? Because I think Pecs, regular season, I think Pecs is the guy. I think he should win this thing.
Yeah, I would put him number two. I think I would go Tim Thomas, I would go Pecorine, and I would go Roberto Luongo. Mm. That would be my order. I think a lot of Pecorine. I know he fought it at times in that Vancouver series, but you know I think it's good for any goaltender, Tom, to be able to get a taste of it, to get to that next step, and you know, you just, as a coach, as anybody that's involved, as management, you want your goaltender to make a routine save 100% of the time. I mean, we've seen that in the series where Tim Thomas gave up two, I thought, soft goals in game two. And what ended up happening, the Boston Bruins lost 3-2 on that Burroughs overtime goal. But Pecorine is a tremendous goaltender. I think the Nashville Predators are right on the door. And when you have goaltending like that, anything is possible. But my order would be Tim Thomas, Pecorine, and Roberto Luongo.
And finally, you're working with Doc Emrick, a Midwesterner, and we've had Doc on the show, and for my money, he's just about – we got a great one here in Pete Weber, and there's a lot of good guys around
love
the league.
Pete. I love Pete.
Petey's
Crispy.
Great, man. Pete Crispy's unbelievable, but, you know, Doc is just – how often during a broadcast when he goes on one of these random facts that comes out of nowhere, you ever just kind of look over at him like, what the hell did you just say, you know? It's great, the stuff he pulls out.
You become yeah, I don't want to say you become used to it when you sit next to him, and it is a privilege and an honor to be able to sit next to a guy like Doc Emrick, and it makes it makes my job obviously extremely easy when you work with the very best, and I'm lucky enough to do it on my local shows when I work in Chicago with the great Pat Foley, who's been there almost 30 years. So very lucky. It makes my job just a pleasure to come to the rink and sit in a chair and listen. And you're right. I mean, sometimes Doc will, you know, he'll throw those quick little one-liners or those curveballs in there, and almost you gotta. I wish I could hit my VCR machine and rewind, because I don't own a TiVo or Devo or whatever now they're calling those things nowadays. So you got to be listening. You got to be listening in tight. But it certainly makes our shows, and it's a privilege to work with Doc on our NBC broadcast.
That's been the best stuff. Just a random fact that he'll throw in, or some phraseology.
Yeah, when he mentioned Chara's mother's name the other night, I think right on the air there, and just dropped that right out of left field.
That's when you reach over and press the cough button and just look at him and give a WTF.
Oh, yeah,
look.
No, I don't hit the cough button. I just laugh over the air just like everybody else is doing. So it's all good.
Well, Crispy holds his cough button in his hand because he can't help but cussing during the game. So whenever they start the officials start dogging him, all of a sudden I'll be like, Crispy, where did you go? You were gone like for 2 minutes. He was just cussing a blue streak and earning a truck, telling him, "Will you stop swearing, please, to just get back to doing."
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why you have those things called tape delay every once in a while when you get old coaches like Crispy snapping every once in a while. But there will be a day when there is that might be for some good television, maybe on some of the lower cable channels, if you know what I mean.
That's, I hear you, man. All right, have a great call tonight, and for my sake, I hope that the Bruins win. And if they win, it's over, because there's no. I think you're going to get a game seven.
I'm not sure. You know where it's going to go from here, but I think you get to this stage, it comes down to who can out-defend and who can out-goaltend who. And right now, there's no doubt that you got to give the check mark to Tim Thomas.
I think Tuesday night we're going to have an NBA game seven, and Wednesday night we're going to have an NHL game seven. I just think that's where we're headed, but we'll see. All right, Eddie, I appreciate it, man.
Get the rack up the miles. All right.
Rack it up. Thanks. Yeah, get your frequent flyers in there, buddy. Okay. All right, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
That old trick. They got a special plane that's taking them back and forth, though, to media guys. It's not like they got to get in line, you know, down there and get on a USA, whatever they call it, the US Airlines plane. All right, Eddie Olczyk was on the Grand Avenue Show for Transportation VIP Hotline. We actually had